Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
Happy Almost Teacher's Day, Tiffany.
That's right. Almost Teacher's Day to you,
Thank you. It's very exciting. Would we say that this is Teacher's Day Eve?
I guess so.
Like
we could
Christmas
call it
Eve or Teacher's New Year's Day Eve. Eve? I don't think teachers stay up really excited because they can't
New
sleep.
Pencils.
Because tomorrow's Teacher's Day. It's not quite like Christmas, but it is a nice thing to celebrate teachers.
To show appreciation.
That's
to be
right.
Thankful to them.
I remember when I first came to Taiwan and I heard about it. We don't have Teacher's Day in Canada. I think in the States, North America, Europe, it's not really a thing. So it's nice to celebrate teachers because they do work very hard for very little money, generally. They take care of young people and prepare them for the future. So it's nice to give a gift or do something special to your teacher or for your teacher on Teacher's Day. And so for today and for tomorrow, we're going to be looking at a Teacher's Day dialogue called
A gift for Teacher's Day.
Really? You got me a gift?
I did, of course.
Wow, that's
it's a shiny new apple.
That's the title. I thought you were giving me a gift for Teacher's Day. I'm disappointed.
All right. I'll give you a gift.
All right, yeah, maybe. Well, let's check out the dialogue.
Meet the Wonks. Meet the Wonks. Meet the Wonks. Meet the Wonks.
A gift for Teacher's Day. Jimmy and Timmy are talking in the living room.
Teacher's Day is coming up.
We should get our homeroom teacher a gift.
Let's make her a card.
Or we could buy her some new pens.
Paige hears them talking and comes into the room.
Those are nice ideas, but did your teacher say anything about Teacher's Day?
Jimmy and Timmy think together. In their thoughts, we see their homeroom teacher.
Don't get me cards or pens for Teacher's Day.
Now what?
Later, the twins are in their room. Jimmy is looking for ideas on their computer. Timmy is writing on some paper.
Our teacher cares about animals. Maybe we could give money to this animal charity.
That's a good idea, but we don't have much money.
Let's ask our classmates. We can all give money together.
Wait, I have a better idea.
Timmy sits at the computer.
We could set up an honesty shop.
Timmy shows Jimmy the computer screen.
What's an honesty shop?
Check out this page.
Word power.
Card. Card. Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. Idea. Idea. I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow. I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow. Animal. Animal. Which animals did you see at the zoo today? Which animals did you see at the zoo today? Money. Money. I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap. I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap.
Okay, so we have a scenario sentence that's kind of like a setup sentence to tell us what's going on in the dialogue before we begin the dialogue. So the scenario is Jimmy and Timmy are talking in the living room. And I can tell you that nothing good will happen with Jimmy and Timmy talking together.
I know. They're always up to no good.
Yeah, nothing good will
so
happen.
So let's see what they're going to do. Maybe they will surprise us. Maybe they might be, you know, the angelic kids that they are.
Yeah, no.
Jimmy says, Teacher's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
When something is coming up, it means that it is happening soon. It can be an event, it could be a special day, it can be anything. So this is what it means. This thing is happening soon. For example, I can say, my final exams are coming up. It means my exams are happening soon.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You must be worried and studying all the time.
I'm smart. I don't need to study.
Okay, I'm not sure that's the best policy,
just kidding.
You're in charge of it. Yeah, so if it's coming up, it's soon. The one I always wear is Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
Because I have to go out and run around and go shopping. So that's another thing that could be happening soon. In this case, Teacher's Day is coming up. So yes, it's coming up. It's happening soon. And so Timmy says to his brother, we should get our homeroom teacher a gift. That's nice. I'm a little worried
because
that's nice. And Jimmy and Timmy are not usually nice. But anyways, they want to be nice to their homeroom teacher. Now, of course, a teacher will work in a school with students in a classroom. A homeroom teacher is a slightly special teacher. It's a normal teacher, but this is the teacher that you will probably see at the beginning of school every day. When you go into school, this is the classroom that you will sit in. This is the classroom you will go to. The teacher who's there might not teach you all of your classes or all of your lessons, but they will sort of be in charge of you that year. They'll check your name off. If you're sick, your parents will send a message or call the homeroom teacher. They won't call just any teacher because the homeroom teacher is sort of like your main boss teacher, the one who's most in charge of you, the one you see every single day, rain or shine, always in the morning, maybe through the rest of the day. But that is your teacher for that year of school. So, yeah, let's be nice to that teacher because, you know, they're nice to us.
They take care of you guys.
I hope so.
Okay, now next, in this article, we see a picture, and then we see Timmy and Jimmy. It says they think of some ideas, so they're probably sitting really cute in the living room, going like this.
Thinking
about things.
Maybe they're going like this.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yes, hopefully they're thinking of nice ideas. And then Jimmy says, let's make her a card. That's a nice idea, and it's also a great word. And that's why card is our first word power word. Okay, card is a very easy word to spell. C-A-R-D. Card. It's a noun. And basically a card is a kind of piece of paper. Often it's folded, sort of like a book, or it can just be one piece of paper. And you use it to write special messages on, greetings. We give people cards on special days and for special events. Christmas cards, birthday cards, wedding anniversary cards. You might give your friend a card when they graduate from high school or pass a test or just do something special. Well done, lots of love, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday from... You put your name, you put their name. It's nice. Many times they have jokes and decorations on them as well. You can make your own or you can buy them. For example, we could say Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. What a nice boy. So Jimmy's idea was to make their teacher a card.
That's right. And then Timmy has another idea. He says, or we could buy her some new pens.
Ooh.
That's right. Of course, you know, teachers, they're always using the red pen, blue pen to mark your paper. So having a new pen could be a good gift for a teacher.
Absolutely. You can never have too many pens. You're always losing them or lending them to people.
They run
out of ink. That's another great idea. Okay, so the scene changes a little bit or something happens. It says in this new scenario or this new event, Paige hears them talking and walks into the room. So their sister hears Jimmy and Timmy talking and she walks in to where they are. And she says...
She comes into the room
and she says...
Well, she says, those are nice ideas, but did your teacher say anything about Teacher's Day? Okay, yes. So she's saying that, you know, giving a gift, mm-hmm. giving pens. Mm-hmm. These are all really nice
card,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice things. But then she wants to know a little bit more about what they learned about Teacher's Day or what did the teacher say.
Oh, okay.
So she said, those are nice ideas. Now, idea here is our word pair word. It's spelled I-D-E-A, idea. Idea is a noun and it is a thought, plan, or suggestion about what to do. So here we see Jimmy and Timmy are thinking about things that they can do for their teacher. And that's why Paige says those are nice ideas. Those are nice thoughts that they have, nice thoughts that they have to give for gifts to their teacher. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow. I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow.
Oh, so that is not a bad idea, too. Well, next we see Jimmy and Timmy think together. All right, so they're still thinking. They're still coming up with plans or ideas about what to get their teacher for Teacher Day.
Yeah.
Teacher's Day.
Maybe they don't want to give something that's, you know, they want to give something special maybe.
Hmm.
So that's why they're thinking very hard.
Oh, because a lot of people might think of
yeah.
cards and pens. That's true. That's mm-hmm. a good point. Maybe they could get her a car.
Oh.
No, that would be a lot of money.
A toy car. Maybe.
That's not a bad idea.
All right, so that's why next we see another scenario, something else that's happening. It says, in their thoughts, we see their homeroom teacher. So they're thinking about this in their head, and they imagine their teacher saying, don't give me cards or pens for Teacher's Day. Okay, so this isn't really happening. The teacher really did not say this, but Jimmy and Timmy think that this is probably what the teacher might say, because maybe all the 20 or so other students are going to get the same thing. So
that's very true. Often when we buy gifts for people, we A, just want to buy them anything, or we often think of things we might like, but the people we're buying it for, they might not like it. So it's good to kind of imagine the person and how they would react if you give them the gift. Think about what they would like. Anyway, so next we see a picture of Jimmy and Timmy, and they're looking at each other, and they both kind of say, now what? Very, very good question. Now what, this phrase is kind of a question that we ask ourselves or ask other people or even just ask the world, ask the gods. What happens now? What do we do now? We often say this when we face some kind of unexpected problem, some kind of trouble in our lives. You're riding your bike, you're late for school, and then you lose the air in one of your tires, your bike breaks, and then you're like, now what? How do I get to school now? You're not really looking for someone to come over and say, well, there's a bicycle repair shop down the road, or take a taxi. You're just kind of saying, oh, I don't know what to do, I need some help. Now what? Or now what do I do? So, now what? What are they going to do? They still have to get a gift.
Exactly. So that's why we see another scenario, and it says, later, and then the twins are in their room. Jimmy is looking for ideas on their computer. Timmy is writing on some paper. So they've kind of hit like a block, like a block in the row. They don't really know what to give. So they're going to do some research on the internet. They're looking at the computer for some ideas.
Right. And as they're sort of going through these ideas, Jimmy kind of stops or thinks of something and he says, our teacher cares about animals. Okay. So now they're thinking about what the teacher likes, what the teacher might enjoy getting as a gift. And apparently, this teacher, along with teaching the kids, also cares about animals. Well, that's very nice. Animal is another word, power word. It's spelled A-N-I-M-A-L. Animal. Well, an animal is just very simply a living creature. It's not a plant, a flower, or a tree. It can be anything. We are animals. Whales are animals. Mosquitoes are animals. Dogs, cats, cows, lions, bears, and even koalas are animals. You go to the zoo to see animals. For example, which animals did you see at the zoo today? Which animals did you see at the zoo today? So she likes animals. I hope this doesn't mean that they're going to get her a giraffe or something like
that. It wouldn't
fit
in the house, too.
Well, I know, but they won't think of that. Anyways, so what does Jimmy think?
He says, maybe we could give money to this animal charity.
Now, that's a better idea than a giraffe.
That's a great idea. He says he could give they could give money to an animal charity. Now, let's take a look at our word money. It's spelled M-O-N-E-Y, money. Money is a noun, and it is the things that we use to pay for food, drinks, clothing, or even to get a haircut or to visit the dentist and other things like that. Now, money can be paper money, like bills, or it can be coins, the metal kind of things that make a little bit of the clink-clink noise in our pockets. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap. I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap.
So they'll give some money to an animal charity. That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
And they'll do it in the teacher's name, of course. A charity is basically an organization, a group of people, that works for those in need. They try to help out people or causes or situations where there's trouble, where people need help. They do it voluntarily. They do it because they want to. It's not their job, they're just doing it to help out. So there's charities to help poor people, hungry people, animals, plants, trees
lots
that are
things.
Disappearing, all sorts of good reasons for people to work. And the charity is the organization that will take people's money and then do good things with it. So that's a nice idea. Maybe like Greenpeace or the World Wildlife Fund.
Exactly. And okay. Timmy says, that's a good idea, but we don't have much money.
Right, you need money to give money. Yes.
They're just kids.
That's true. That's a good point. They can't really just give like 50 NT. That would be maybe a little too little. Anyways, so Jimmy says, let's ask our classmates. We can all give money together. That's what people often do to help charities. They'll go around to everyone. If everyone gives 50 NT, then they might have a few thousand by the end, and that would be enough to do some good.
Exactly. And then Timmy says, wait, I have a better idea.
A better idea?
Yeah, a better idea.
Okay. So then we see there's another bit of a scene change. Timmy sits at the computer, and he says, we could set up an honesty shop. Very interesting. So this is something that isn't around right now, or at least they don't know of one, so they're going to set up an honesty shop. We'll get to honesty shop later, but set up is basically to establish something, to start something that wasn't there before. People set up businesses. They might set up a tent if they're going camping. So if there's no business and you're like, I'm going to do this, you'll find a store and you'll think of a name and hire people and put stuff in it, and soon you'll have a business. But setting it up is like giving birth to the business. In the same way, if you go camping, you can't just sleep on the ground. You get your tent out of the car and then you put up the poles and put up the covers and put in the ropes, and in a few minutes you'll have a tent, but first you have to set it up, kind of like build it or establish it. What's an honesty shop, says Jimmy.
Yeah, he says, well, Timmy says, check out this page. Okay, so there, of course, you know, we saw them looking on the internet.
Right.
He says, check out this page to check something out.
Okay.
Or check out something means you look at
this.
This
page is all about honesty shops?
Yeah, and it teaches you like, okay, what is this? And then this is what Timmy says. Hey, look, this is an honesty shop.
Yeah, okay.
We could probably do that too.
What is it?
All right, well, we don't know right now. We have to check in on the next day. But before that, we can go to a review time. And then they'll lead us closer to the second day.
We don't know.
We'll find out, don't worry.
All right.
We'll go to our review time first.
Good idea.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, today we're going to fill in the blanks. We're going to give a sentence and then a blank, and you guys have to guess the word and see if you can beat either Mike and me.
Okay.
Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to give you an easy one.
Okay, thank you.
There are many blank in the zoo.
There are many blank in the zoo. We had idea. There were ideas? No. Cards. Cards in the zoo? No, I mean, cards in a bookstore or a station. Animals!
That's
there are
right.
many animals in the zoo.
Easy,
I would hope
right?
so. Otherwise, it's a pretty bad zoo.
Yeah,
okay, so yes, that's the right answer for the first blank would be the word animals. The second sentence we have, Karen had a great blank. She wanted to throw a surprise party, a surprise birthday party for her best friend. Karen had a great blank. She wanted to throw a surprise birthday party for her best friend.
I know this one.
It's a little tricky, yeah?
Karen had a great idea.
That's right.
Right?
She had a great idea. The idea was, I'm going to do a birthday party for my friend.
It's a surprise.
It's not card. All right, mm-hmm. The third sentence.
Okay.
I always write Christmas blank to my family and friends every year.
If you're going to write something, it must be on a card. So I always write Christmas cards.
Christmas cards, right? Birthday cards, the most popular kind. Sorry, I stole your sentence.
Okay.
I need one more test.
I'll think of one more for you.
Okay.
All right. Henry wants to save some blank to buy a new video game.
Henry wants to save some... I thought it might be save some animals. People save animals. That's
but then
what
you
charities
want to buy
do. Yeah, but you wouldn't buy a video game with animals.
That would be what would you use to buy video games?
Money!
That's right.
Right.
You save money to buy things.
Okay, what video game will he buy?
Fortnite. Probably.
Is that about animals?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. All right, so did you guys get all the answers? Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the article. Don't forget to stick to day two because we're going to learn a little bit more about what an honesty shop is and what they're going to do for their teacher for Teacher's Day. So we'll see you guys soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Step by step.
Be coming up. Polly's birthday is coming up.
What should we do for her birthday?
Let's take her to a nice restaurant. Now what?
I'm going to be late. I missed the bus.
Now what?
I'll take a taxi. See you soon.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. My friend Ivy's big day is coming up. 天哪，我好兴奋哦！因为我最好的朋友 Ivy， 她人生当中的大日子，也就是婚礼，就要来啦。那这里的 coming up 不是在说上来了，而是指就快发生了，就要来了。而且呢，通常都是以进行式的样子 be coming up 使用。那还有什么情形可以使用这个片语呢？比如说 I can't go out with you today. My final exams are coming up, so I have to study.I can't go out with you today. My final exams are coming up, so I have to study. 抱歉啦，我的期末考快要到了，所以呢，我没有办法跟你出去玩。回到刚刚的情况 ，So my friend Ivy's big day is coming up. 也可以说呢 ，My friend Ivy is going to have a wedding soon. 她人生当中的大日子就要来了，就快要举办婚礼了。Well, with her wedding coming up, I have to pick.A wedding guest dress to wear. Well, with her wedding coming up, I'll have to pick a wedding guest dress to wear. 当然啦，随着她的婚礼日渐逼近，那我也得选一件参加她婚礼要穿的洋装。偷偷跟大家讲，其实呢，我已经在上个周末选好了，是一件呢显得既优雅又不会抢新娘风采的衣服哦。现在正在修改当中。哦，哎，等一下，我看一下讯息。啊！什么？我的裙子居然……刚刚我收到我上周去买婚礼服装的那个服饰店的讯息，他居然跟我讲说，他不小心把我要修改的洋装弄丢了。Now what？ 现在怎么办呢 ？Now what？ 我就要参加婚礼了，居然在前一刻给我弄不见。Now what？ 这句话呢，常常用来问接下来或者是下一步应该怎么办，常常用在一个做一件事情失败以后，然后你不知道该怎么样的一个情况。我们也可以把两个字倒过来变成 what now， 是一样的意思，都是在问呢，你接下来要怎么办呢？ What to do next？ What should I do next？ Now what？ Maybe I should go to that store again and get another dress。看来呢，我得再去那间店一次，再挑一件新的啦。现在就出发。
Me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants, me the wants.
A gift for Teacher's Day. Jimmy and Timmy are talking in the living room.
Teacher's Day is coming up.
We should get our homeroom teacher a gift.
Let's make her a card.
Or we could buy her some new pens.
Paige hears them talking and comes into the room.
Those are nice ideas, but did your teacher say anything about Teacher's Day?
Jimmy and Timmy think together. In their thoughts, we see their homeroom teacher.
Don't get me cards or pens for Teacher's Day.
Now what?
Later, the twins are in their room. Jimmy is looking for ideas on their computer. Timmy is writing on some paper.
Our teacher cares about animals. Maybe we could give money to this animal charity.
That's a good idea, but we don't have much money.
Let's ask our classmates. We can all give money together.
Wait, I have a better idea.
Timmy sits at the computer.
We could set up an honesty shop.
Timmy shows Jimmy the computer screen.
What's an honesty shop?
Check out this page.
Card. Card. Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. Jeremy sent his grandmother a card for her birthday. Idea. Idea. I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow. I have an idea. Let's go to the park tomorrow. Animal. Animal. Which animals did you see at the zoo today? Which animals did you see at the zoo today? Money. Money. I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap. I don't have much money with me, so let's eat somewhere cheap.